Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly. Big Brother is on our screens at the moment. You can catch it 7:30 next Monday on Channel 7 and 7 Plus. But sadly for Mel, she has already been sent home. She joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you both?
Well, how are you? Watching the episode back last night. Are you feeling okay? Did you break the TV? What's the mindset?
The sun still came up this morning. I still bounced out of bed. Life is good, guys. Life is good.
Wow, a reality TV star with perspective. This is groundbreaking.
I want you angry, to be honest, Mel. I wanted the interview today to be like, oh, I'm filthy. I'm going to kill him.
Nah, not what I'm about.
Well, thank God you did take it in your stride, because the way you left, in my opinion, was pretty bad. That it all come down to a pillow flip. This is wild. Oh.
Hey, guys. Well, you know what's so interesting about this? Well, I'm actually looking forward to the next football game, and they, you know, throw the coin up and don't call heads and tails, and we don't know what ends the whole game is for the whole game.
That would be awkward.
Well, I was going to say, could you have appealed to Big Brother? I'm not sure if there's some sort of Big Brother rule book, but I'm pretty sure that breaks it, right?
Well, you know what's really beautiful about hindsight is the fact that I don't think reality TV, it really has like a court case or something that I could have appealed and, you know, put that to a hearing. I think it was just more the fact that, did that happen? Okay, get on with the show, Mel. Get and save yourself in a challenge that you have no way of winning, because it is just incredibly difficult.
Yeah.
But yeah.
What did you think of the challenge element to Big Brother this season?
Out of control. I actually have been bombarded with messages going, it's more cutthroat than Survivor. And I was I don't understand. I thought Big Brother was more about personality. Now it's like Survivor, Love Island, hashtag cutthroat.
Well, Mel, did you have an element of this is not what I signed up for? Because I would be fuming. I love the idea of Big Brother, of sitting around and eating and getting to know people. Cut to you getting flung through the air.
I didn't get the memo. I did not get the memo that personality and connection and, you know, enjoyment was the last thing on their mind. You know, like brutal. Absolute brutal.
Well, I get the feeling you didn't watch the last two seasons that Channel 7 has brought back, because it's literally been the same thing for the last two.
Yeah, but not as cutthroat, I don't reckon.
I think
the OGs and their cult is making everyone so scared to actually like want to do what they want to do.
Mel, you've been in the house. Tell me, because I've always thought that I would thrive in this environment. Lying, being like, you know, hell passive, and then all of a sudden like killing challenges. I think I'd be great at this. Is the connection just like to win, do you just need to be lying and just be dishonest?
Well, I'm proud of you. If that's your bonus in life. So I actually think the show should be called Big Little Lies. Because it's not a family, like brothers, please. Bring back the old format.
But on the plus side, you did get to wear some cool outfits. Even producer Bailey was commenting on some of the outfits you were wearing. So, you know, that was kind of a cool moment, right?
Oh, love that. Fashion makes me smile, so thank you. if you want to know where I get them from, slide into my DM and I'll hook you up.
There you go.
Well,
there you go. Producer Bailey, hope you're listening.
DM slide.
Absolutely. Mel, thanks for the chat today. Big Brother back again on our screens on Monday on Channel 7. Thanks for the chat.
Thanks, guys. You guys are awesome. Have a great day.